Hello, this is Gable McBird on the 2nd of January 2019. I spent New Year with Martin and Kirsten in Derby, and we had 10 of us were there, and it was a good party. But one of the things that we decided to carry on really from last year was the idea that Martin had picked a cheap fortified wine from Morrison's, which would be presented to me, and I would be able to have a go at it and give some kind of say what I thought of it, and obviously then everyone else have a go, and it's a bit of a talking point. Last year was Old Westminster, which really just tasted of vinegar. It was virtually undrinkable, literally undrinkable. And I'll try most things. That got used, I believe, for cleaning the toilet in the end, and that was an ideal thing for it. It's just vinegar, yuck. This year was something called QC Cream, which was described in the tasting notes as a fine, full-bodied, fortified wine with a smooth, sweet, full-bodied taste. And the description of the thing is even more, I'd say wildly fantastic, really. Anyway, my impressions were that it smelt like a mixture between piss and cider, which is no great bouquet, not very promising. The taste, it had vibes of kind of tinned fruit about it, so a sort of slightly syrupy, fruity type taste with a slightly stronger hint of apple going on in the background, and that smell that made it a bit pissy kind of transferred over in the taste. I was able to get a glass of it down me. But the interesting thing is that normally if you have something that you perhaps don't like very much, but you can get used to it, you know, the more you sup, the more it seems to get better. Well, as I drank this stuff it down, it seemed to get worse. So, you know, I can't give it a very good mark. It got 2.5 stars on the Morrison's website, but only 2 reviews. Now, I mean, I'm not complaining because these drinks aren't bought to be nice. They're meant to combine the highest amount of alcohol with the cheapest possible price. They are the only things that really matter for this particular thing. And, you know, I doubt we're going to find a hidden gem that's absolutely glorious, not at 4.25 for 70 centilitres of, you know, something at 15%. It's all a bit of fun. But if you want to, I mean, I've fortunately never had to live on the street, but obviously you have a kind of almost idealised imagination of, yeah, if someone says not a homeless, if someone doesn't call them a homeless person but just calls them a tramp, you have a kind of idea of what a tramp should drink. And this would be, I mean, something that you drank because it was absolutely desperate. You had nothing else you could afford. And there, that pissy, horrible, yucky fruit smell, it's enough to put most people off it, really, and say, unless you were absolutely desperate. I certainly wouldn't want to buy it again, I don't think, for anything pleasurable, although reading the label and tasting it was a real fun experience.